Yeah, it says Barry likes you, but where are you fucking on? This dude lies.
Lies!
Oh my god, it's fucking lying. Lying like a motherfucker. We're now streaming live to Facebook. We've been streaming live to Facebook for the last 10 seconds. That's what they don't tell you.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're here on the long weekend. Big O and Jester are in the house. Make some noise. Jump in the conversation. What's up, motherfuckers?
Nice. MLK weekend, baby.
Right. It's all about freedom. So we're going with freedom of speech.
Freedom!
And, of course, we got... we got people checking out on the live feed. So what's up to everybody that's out there? And so now Big O and I got these cool looking backgrounds going. He inspired the idea, so I jumped on the bandwagon. And so we got I know it doesn't look like it, but we do have a semi-listening audience here in studio with us, and then as well as you guys out there in Facebook land. You know, we're always happy to see you guys.
What he means by semi-listening audience is an old man in the corner with the earphone on his ear going, what'd you say, goddammit?
Right?
Keep it down. I'm trying to take a nap back here.
And so at any point during the broadcast, you know, don't be shy. Go ahead and jump in on that live chat. We can see you. We can hear you. Well, we can't hear you, but we can see you or at least see what you're saying. And in some of your cases, it's probably better that we can't see you.
It's probably better. But in case you want to send nudes, we don't care. Boy, girl, animal, send nudes.
Tonight's Toke of the Night is brought to us by... No, I'm just kidding.
Reefer Madness.
if it's weed reviews that you're into, pop over to our YouTube channel. Yes. And we have a whole section of just cannabis reviews for you to check out.
Now, don't be alarmed. I don't partake, so you know it's not indicative of anything else. But hey, man, I'm not one to judge. So smoke up for me. Blow it in my face a little bit here over the camera. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right. Asking ye shall receive.
So, yeah, the pop-up is so we could try some new stuff up that, you know, we've been talking about for season 6. So we're going to be talking some things that we're probably going to be getting back into over the seasons or the episodes coming for season 6 here.
So if you're tuning in now, that means, you're getting a preview of the good shit that Big O and I have been working on.
A rare treat of some good shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, rare depending on how often you tune in. If you tune in frequently, then it's your standard treat, the thing that's got you hooked.
Yeah, it's been a long while for us, man. We took a little hiatus there for family and friends and went over Christmas and New Year's. How's COVID been treating you?
Oh, man, it was rough. I tried to fucking hide and duck and dodge that shit, and nah, man, I still ended up with it. You know, I think I caught the new variant, right? Because the shit only last like the bad part only lasted like maybe 2 days. You know, I was fucking laid up. I had no idea what fucking day it was. The body pain. That shit was like I had been in like fucking tournament fights and shit like that where I didn't feel as bad afterwards. And the fucking fever just sweat my the fever I was not too mad at because it helped me put take off some of that fucking holiday weight, you know what I mean? Like fucking I went to town on some of those tamales and some rice and beans and some turkey and some ham. Ooh, I got down, and the fucking weight goes on right away. And get sick and get you some diarrhea, get a fever, whoo, that weight came right off.
So a lot of people may know his practice, but he does martial arts. So yeah, that's what he's talking about, going to the dojo. Let me ask you this though: when you were seeing opponents over the break that we had, did you see the other opponents? Sensei whisper in his ear, sweep the leg. Is that what happens? Is that how you got the COVID?
There might have been a little bit of that. He's like, sweep the leg, cough in his face. Fuck that
Get the flu Rona.
So fuck that motherfucker.
Get the Delta variant, the Omicron variant, and now you get the flu Rona, and then you got your legs sweeped.
Right? It was just a big, just, you know, it was like we made it a day out of it. It was a big old fucking day for me.
Kind of like those porn reviews where they have the wrestling girls and then they get pegged. That's what happened to you, right? You got pegged by Omicron?
It was the surprise bang bus.
Either way, you're fucked.
Where the dude gets in and thinks it's going to...
What?
All right, so maybe everything from the Rona hasn't passed.
Maybe you shouldn't do that while we're, you know, speaking live here.
And yeah, I probably shouldn't, but you know how we do.
Yeah.
It's the autumn de fe. It's something that you oughtn't to do, but you do anyway. there's an Easter egg. There's a prize in that for you if you could tell me where that's from. First one to pop in on the fucking chat wins.
Nice.
And so, man, like, I fucking... They got me thinking, like, you know, I got the fucking shot, right? I had two shots, in fact. And then I still fucking end up getting sick with COVID. And it's like, what was the point of fucking standing in line for an hour or sitting in the waiting room waiting to get my shit? And I still fucking got it anyways.
Well, are you dead? Yeah, it looks like you're dead. You're coughing up death. It looks like
I'm dying, coughing up a lung here. No, I'm COVID-free. It's the weed.
Yeah, you know, I ask myself the same thing. You know, why am I getting the shot, you know, if I'm just going to get sick? But you know what? In all reality, it's to help prevent death. So, I mean, you're going to feel sick. You're going to feel bad. But it's not going to be as bad as what it was if you didn't have antibodies in you.
True. True.
So, yeah, I got my booster shot over the Christmas break. So I'm not going to mention the pharmacy that I went to the first time. You know, I'd never do that. That's just bad ethics. You know, I would never say CVS fuck me, but anyway, I go there and I have an appointment, and next thing I know, they said, oh, we tried calling you. We don't have a shot for you. Well, I set this up 2 weeks ago, so why don't you have a shot for me? Oh, we tried calling your phone. I pulled up my phone. I don't have any ringer on this. Oh, well, it says the wrong number. Oh, that's convenient. So then I went to the best pharmacy after that. I went to Walgreens. I would never use their name either, but you know. So I went there and I got there a week early, and I was like, oh shit, well, I'm not gonna be that guy who steals a shot. So I left and it came back after that. But yeah, man, it hurt in my left arm, man. I was getting the flu symptoms, you know, my left arm was throbbing, you know. The next day I was just kind of getting like a little peaked. And the next day following, I just like, fuck this, I'm not going to work.
Yeah, no, I got mine on a weekend, and you know, that way it was just like, fuck that, I know I'm probably not gonna. And you know what? I took the day off ruined a weekend for nothing, because fucking I canceled plans with a bunch of people, and like fucking, I think we didn't even do a show that weekend, and it was fine. It was nothing. Like like my arm was sore and I had like a little bit of a headache, but otherwise I was good. The second one, same thing. I had a little bit of a headache and I was tired, but it wasn't like some of these people were saying, like, you know, it was a fucking horrible reaction. I was sick for fucking a week or more and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God damn.
I was only sick for like a day, but I was sore in my arm for like 3 days. So, I mean, it wasn't like I was really, really bad, but you know, I could feel it,
you know. And just like, again, what's up with the, like, if you hit you that hard, like, fucks up with the immune system.
Well, you know, I don't remember my arm hurting that much, you know. And then I started thinking about when I was like 10 years old and my brother would punch me in the arm just for slug bug and shit. Then I'm like, yeah, it's that pain.
Yeah, 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 it was no worse than that. Yeah. So, we, you know, we come across a lot of like fucking interesting shit on the internet, and a lot of dumb shit too. And we got people that are courteous enough to send us, you know, articles and pictures and links, and you guys jump on the bandwagon, like
please.
You know, shout out to fucking you know, our buddy Stan for, you know, keeping like keeping it constant, and you know, keep just sending us all kinds of cool shit, funny shit,
keeping the fire real, man.
Right. And so yeah, jump on the bandwagon. If you guys come across funny shit, good shit, send it to us. Like, you know, you send it to the Rice Beans. You know, we got we get email accounts, you know, Jester at riceandbeanscast.com, Big O at riceandbeanscast.com. Cookie never checks his, so like, don't expect a reply, but you can totally fucking email him. You know, it's up to you.
I check mine every day. I haven't got one email yet, except for the ones I send to myself, because I know I'm that important.
My test email from Outlook every day makes me feel important.
Well, you know what, Jester? Look at me. Look at me. You're important.
Yeah.
So tell me, what fun do we have today to talk about dumbasses?
Well, man, where should we start? We've got cats, cats and breastfeeding and small dicks and people burning their house down to try to get rid of snakes. Jack in the Box is about to buy fucking Del Taco. And they're going to fucking do like mandatory food recycling in California. And then,
let's talk about the food recycling.
All right. Like, so, because I guess, you know, there's a shit ton of fucking waste that gets generated by this state. And I've seen, you know, I believe it. I've fucking walked outside and seen, you know, what the homeless are using to build their, to build their fucking homes and shanties and fucking, you know, cardboard box dwellings. I think as bad as the fucking garbage situation is and homeless population is, now really there probably should be a fucking website called Better Crates and Gardens.
So when I was driving to see you last time when we did the show in season 5, I was going through Riverdale. No, it wasn't Riverdale. What the fuck was that?
Oh, Riverside.
Riverside. And I saw on the other pass of that, you know, going downhill, I think it was an Office Depot or something like that. Some older, irrelevant type of building anymore. And there was a car that was broken down on jacks in the corner, middle of nowhere, with cardboard over it. It was like a 3-bedroom house inside there with shopping carts out there parked and all sorts of shit. The guy had all the amenities.
Dirty Mike and the Boys.
That's right. Thanks for the F Shack.
License plate says Soup Kitchen.
You know, and over by my work in Chandler, Arizona, there's a tree and a series of bushes. It just looks inconspicuous, but they trimmed it recently, and you see this mattress hidden in the corner there, barely. It's like, yeah, that's somebody's love den.
Shameless. Shameless.
Damn shameless.
And you know, like, fucking, you know that fucking shit goes on. They fucking sit there and they smoke their meth and they like, fuck, how can I make the best fucking shag? Oh, I won't say pad. I guess tent or shanty.
Well, so remember when you were like 5, 6 years old and you made, you know, tents out of the couch cushions and stuff? And then every now and then you'd find a bush or something and make like a little tent or a fort out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Now you're living the dream when you're 40 years old and doing that out in real life.
In a van down by the river.
Which you could do now for only $45,000. You can get a Econo van all trimmed up and ready to go, and it's a 1-bedroom small flat for you.
Be like, bitch, I got lakefront property. Come check out my pad.
Now, you know, back in the 80s, it was a van down by the river with Chris Farley as a, you know, a knocking you down. Now it's like a, you know, hey, look what I got. I got a van down by the river on oceanfront property.
Right? That's a fucking status symbol now.
Damn straight. So what are we talking about with the California food?
Well, recycling? Okay, so they food waste now, right? So now you're gonna have to like sort through your garbage, and basically like your old food and stuff, Like, it's got to go in a completely separate can. Hopefully they're going to provide that shit, because otherwise, like, all the fucking, like, it just, like, a target for fucking animals that, like, you know, move around and asshole through your shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know how to get past that, right? Back in the 1700s, the 1800s, they didn't have toilet paper. So, you know what they used was corn cobs.
Three seashells.
So that's in the future. No, they used corn cobs after they're done gnawing on the corn, getting that out, or popping the kernels off. So just take some kernels and just use that to wipe up, throw it in the can. Now you have a shit can.
So it's, I think they're targeting like stuff like banana peels, chicken bones.
I wouldn't recommend wiping your ass with banana peels.
Leftover veggies. No, hell no, that would hurt.
Well, you know, leftover veggies, you don't want to use eggplants.
Well, I mean, Cookie might.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think it's still too big for him.
I don't know. You know that Tupac song, I Get Around?
I don't think that's what he was rapping about. So, yeah, you're going to have your own receptacle for food now, huh?
Yeah, they're going to make you fucking be a dirty hippie and compost shit. Shout out to the dirty hippies that listen to the show.
Yeah, we know you buy on the weed reviews. So now you're taking all this stuff and you're throwing it to the hogs in the back, and I'm not talking about your wife and her sisters. So just calm the fuck down, all right? I'm talking about your pet pigs. And I'm still not talking about your wife and sisters.
Young Sue Wee out the back door.
Sue Wee!
But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, that's gonna be weird. Like, you gotta have two garbage cans now.
Well, we got two garbage cans. Get this, where I'm at in Arizona, we have a garbage can. We have a recycler. Why the fuck do we have a recycler? I don't know, because they stopped recycling. So we have two garbage cans, basically.
I have right now. There's a can for garbage. There's a can for recyclable shit. And then there's like a can for fucking yard waste, like yard clippings.
Seriously? For yard clippings?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Like, what?
Well, you're going to need that for your compost now.
I guess so, right? Like, fucking, I put it right up there with, you know, list of wants with fucking like compost, following the, you know, compost toilet. I wanted one of those since never. I think it's a fucking horrible idea. Like, you can't flush. Like, I don't think, I think the money that you fucking give back to the planet and save, you fucking negate by all the aerosol you fucking need to make your whole entire house not smell like shit.
Well, you know, they do package in styrofoam and cellophane wrap oranges, nature's own wrapped fruit.
That people do some of the fucking stupidest shit. I swear to God. Like,
you know, we could save so much money and so much time if we just, you know, watched what we actually wrapped in plastic and actually used biodegradable, not plastics, but biodegradable sheets or whatnot, you know, like parchment paper back in the day. Why don't we do that anymore?
I don't know. That is a good question. If anybody out there listening knows, like, fucking hit us up. Drop it in the chat. Let us know what the fuck?
Yeah, and don't be fruity about it. I mean, don't go say, oh, it's because we want to save the planet. Well, fuck you. Yeah, we know we want to save the planet. Just tell us why, all right? Keep it short and sweet. No offense.
You know what? Just send the short ones to Big O. I'm issuing the challenge. Like, go on for like 3 or 4 fucking pages. Rant. Let it all out.
Just, no, you said the short ones to me because you like the long ones and not just the tip.
Well, the fucking long and short of it is, speaking of the long and short of it.
Oh, yes.
There was another one that, article that, you know, I picked up. And this one was fucking hilarious. It made me laugh. And it,
does this hit close to the crotch?
No, not to mine, but apparently I'm about to be going majorly out of fashion soon.
What?
This article is titled Why Tiny Dicks Might Come Back Into Fashion.
Hey, wait, how do you spell cum in that wording?
He spelled it the right way, but he really missed an opportunity.
He did.
It was from Mark Hay. Mark Hay.
Hey.
So basically he goes on to talk about how the modern Western world, you know, like, loves a huge fucking cock. And it's like Joe Exotic said in Tiger King, when you watch porn, Do you like watching the guy with the little dick fucker or the hot chick, or do you like the guy with the big fucking wiener fucking the fucking hot chick?
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to answer that question right now. I like the small dick on the hot chick. And the reason is because if ever I have to go onto that and do it myself, I know I'm going to be 10 times better.
I like the other way around because I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what it looks like from that angle when I do it.
Well, you know what? If it's too big... You know, you're just throwing a hot dog down a honey hole. That's all I'm saying.
If it's too big, they tell you no. That's the behind the scenes truth that they don't fucking tell you. I mean, I know the fucking old adage, you know, the more they say no, the more they mean yes. And
you know, only in Catholic.
Red hot Catholic love.
It's nice. Anytime you say a no, I do it a little more, yes?
Catholic boat. No, apparently fucking what they don't tell you is that sometimes if it's like gives too big or, you know, not to their liking, then they reserve the right to say no. But I guess, like, small is considered anything under, by the article, considered anything under 5 to 6 inches. And then 7 is, like, common. And then anything over 7 is,
common. I've seen common rap, okay? I'm more than certain he's more than 7 inches.
I don't know. I didn't see the extended video. No, I don't know, because it references, like, it goes back, it takes it all the way back to ancient Greece, right? And, you know, they were wildly known for being, like, fucking freaks. And, you know, orgies all the time, butt stuff was the thing to do.
Well, so when you look at that, right, look at in reference, right? She tells you you have a little dick, you stick it in her ass, she says you're the biggest man she's ever been with.
Maybe.
That's where they learned in Greek.
Maybe, I guess it depends on how big your thumbs are.
Two thumbs together.
Put one finger in. Put the whole hand in there. Put both hands.
Now put the other hand. Clap. Tight, right? That's where the heart thing came from, you know? You do that, you go loop, and you go thump.
Does that... I don't know if I ever fucking... Does that joke have a title? Because you know how, like, the Aristocrats, for example, like, it has a title. Or, like, the Nantucket jokes, they have a title. But, like, does that one, because I know that's old, that's been around for a while. Do you know if that one has a title?
The Clapper?
The Clapper.
I don't know, but if the lights turn on and off, you know she's not tight.
How do you remember how old you were when you heard that joke for the first time?
Oh God, I think I was in first or second grade or something like that.
Yeah, I think about the same, like third or fourth grade.
Yeah, I was a filthy kid. My parents didn't know it. I'm sorry, Mom, if you're watching this, and yes, she does watch some of our podcasts. But yeah, I was a filthy heathen, and you know, what can you do?
Make a podcast.
Wow, I've lived the dream then. Look, Ma, no hands.
We are doing it.
We're doing it and doing it and doing it. Yeah.
My parents are more proud of me now than when they told the rest of their friends that I died in a car accident.
Well, the joke's on them because obviously you didn't die. Seatbelts.
You said that you're not my real parents. You said my real parents died of disappointment the day I was born.
Nice. Yeah, but going back on the whole Greek thing, man, it's all Greek to me.
Right? And here, the thing is, like, I get it. They were some mad freaks, and the fucking Romans too. orgies all the time. And again, butt stuff was the thing to do.
Boy, girl, girl, boy, goat, boy, boy, goat.
I think they're the Guinness World Record for longest chain is still, you know, to this day held by the fucking ancient Romans.
I don't know, man. Where do you think they got the idea of the Minotaur, half man, half bull? Just saying. Somebody experimented out in the fields.
How can we make a super soldier?
Wait a minute. I thought you meant the soup. No soup for you. Jeez Louise, man. So, on that note, what else are we talking about? I mean, I know that I'm above average now. You know you're above average, well, because, you know, I've seen it last time I was down there. So, you know, what goes on in a house full of snakes? I mean, how big is that?
That one is roughly the size of a match and a can of gas.
wait. Whoa. You just can't leave it at that. Explain.
So this dude, he is fucking, I guess, super afraid of snakes, I guess. I mean, like, why in the fuck else would you, like, go through the trouble of trying to, like, burn down your whole house just to fucking get rid of them?
You know, unless he was a derpy guy. Derp!
And, you know, well, I guess he wasn't even trying to do that. Like, he had a snake infestation, right? And so he tries to, like, you know, smoke them out. And, you know, not in the good way, like the kind that I enjoy. But, like, in a get the fuck out of here, you're not welcome kind of way, which I never associate with weed. And so he, you know, gets it going, but fucking gets away from them. Ends up doing more than a fucking $1 million in damage because he fucking tried to, like, why don't you just pay the guy? Fuck that, I'll do it myself.
You know? So, as far as the stories goes, he inherited a mansion, and it was off the grid, so there was no water pipeline or anything like that. So when he had it in his bright idea to light akimbo, get his mansion, basically like the Money Pit, Tom Hanks, burn it up to the ground, and the firefighters had to get there. They didn't have anything to attach to. They have the water on the truck, and that was it. And that's not nearly enough to put out a fire, especially in a huge house like that.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did he have millions of dollars worth of damage, but he also had to pay, you know, to get the fire trucks out there because he started the fire.
Right. And what a fucking dumbass. I mean, come on, yo. Like, there wasn't a better fucking alternative. There wasn't something else she could fucking think of. Like,
you know, that's a great question. And what I, you know, think of when you say that, the first thing to my mind is Scary Movie. And in the beginning, when they had the black BET crew there, and said, white people are dying. Motherfucking white people are dying. Get in the van. We're getting the fuck out of here. Get in the goddamn van. And they take off. You know? There's snakes in there. Get the fuck out of there, right?
Right? I mean, it was a fucking place that you don't want to be. Call the fucking exterminator. Call the goddamn exterminator. Or, like, get the fuck out. Like,
or what? Go to the red light district and get all the whores in there to pull out those snakes. I mean, do something.
Right? It's like, why?
rent a snake charmer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hello, can I talk to you about your extended car warranty? No, but you can come out here and get some snakes out of my house. We'll be right there.
Right? Fucking knock on the door 2 minutes later.
Yeah. And by the way, since I'm here, let me talk to you about your extended warranty on your vehicle. Right. I mean, there's multitudes of alternatives. He could have done millions of things. Hell, he could have got a whole bunch of mice and set them free in his house and caught those snakes in cages.
Right?
I mean, for fuck's sakes.
It's just like fucking, yeah, tons of things he could have done. Fucking, you know, get a bunch of fucking natural enemies of the snake.
Yeah, Voldemort.
Have him start talking to him. Well, speaking of fucking animals and shit, right? In the fucking in the news.
Be careful. Be careful what you say about speaking about animals in the nudes. You said nudes, right? N-U-D-E-S?
No, news.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Well, I guess it could go, this one could go like in either category, right? Because there
both
was
both ways.
Yeah, it could go both ways. There was this woman that was breastfeeding a cat.
What the fuck?
But it gets better. It gets better.
Okay.
Not just breastfeeding a cat, but breastfeeding a cat on a fucking plane.
Was this one of those Hooters flights?
We went from snakes in a house to fucking cat breastfeeding cats on a plane.
Tits on a motherfucking plane.
And so it happened, and I talked to Fuck Checker a little bit about it, and she said that she followed up with the story, and that, yes, this woman did fucking breastfeed a cat on a fucking plane, and people were fucking watching going, what the fuck?
Dr. Evil in the background shaking a box of Meow Mix going, I like tuna. I like liver. Little titties, please deliver.
Right? I wonder if she had big tits too or like really small.
I don't know, man, but it was giving milk to a cat. All I could see is a cat trying to get a little shot in its mouth like a you know, those cats that utter from a cow just licking in the air going.
They reminded me of Meet the Fuckers. It was like, look, I have
I have nipples, Focker. Can you milk me?
Yeah. Did he say it was at a cat farm, right? Where they fucking milk cats?
What the fuck is this world coming to? I mean, we got the Omicron variant that's going into Flurona. Now we got fucking people milking themselves for cats. I mean, oh gosh, man. Okay. You know, you throw goat's milk at a cat. You throw cow's milk at a cat. I mean, is it really okay for a woman to give her milk to a cat? I don't know. What was her name? Betsy?
And then, you know what? They asked her, can you please stop? And she didn't. And so, like, the fucking pilot had to come over the fucking loudspeaker to the woman in the fucking third row. Can you please take your tit out of that cat's mouth?
And all you heard, the cat, like a feral cat, howling, baying at the moon, going, I don't think that cat likes it.
And there's a TikTok video for it too. Like it was of course people busted out their phone. Like I would have been the first fucking person to bust out the phone. Like what the fuck else she gonna do when somebody, when some fucking chick, like pulls her tit out and like fucking sticks a cat at the other end of it? It's like,
okay, this is where I stand on this subject. Oh, spray the cat. Everyone sprays the cat with water. Psst, psst, psst. But this is where I stand on that. You know, if a woman's breastfeeding her child, yeah, I might get a hard on. But, you know, I don't find it sexually active for that kind of stuff. You know, I try to cower away, let them have their peace. But, you know, if you got an animal on your tit and you're milking yourself for it, yeah, that's going to cause unwanted people to take videos of it. It's your fault. Pretty much your fault. Nothing you can say.
You know, and it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, people do the dumbest shit. Like, I don't know if she was, like, a fucking Instagram influencer or something like that. Like,
I don't know who the fuck she influenced. Farm animals?
And it's a fucking funny title, influencer. Like, what did you influence them to do? Fucking fork some money out of their fucking wallet and get into yours?
I've influenced a lot more people having sex with animals. Yeah.
She's what like, cats fuck? Are people too.
No, they're not. People are people. Cats are felines.
I think the question to be asked was, how fucking high was she? Like, really?
And another question to be asked, is she hot enough to overlook this eccentric, you know, stuff going on to want a man to be with her?
Obviously not, or we wouldn't be hearing about it.
You know what? In this camp, I say, hell no, she's not hot enough. She could have the tightest cooch. She could be the prettiest woman. I see that happening. I'm like, I'm out.
I don't know a lot about her, but I do know one thing. She's into bestiality.
Yes, she is. She watched a lot of He-Man. She liked Battle Cat.
She's like, I popped that cat out of my badge with my own two lips.
That's my pussy. I'll do what I want with my pussy.
Oh, man. This is fucking drug addicts. Holy shit. They do, like, and speaking
but of she drug, got on a plane, so I guarantee she's not a drug addict.
Speaking of drug addicts, how do you give a bunch of fucking stoners a boner all at the same time?
Milk your cat on an airplane?
By announcing Jack in the Box is buying Del Taco.
What?
Yep.
So we're going to get a big beefy burrito in our mouth, huh?
That's the general consensus for $575 million. Jack in the Box is buying Del Taco. So I'll be able to macho size my fucking Jumbo Jack combo.
Okay, so Jack in the Box is going to get out of the taco business, because I'll tell you what. You know, 1 a.m. after drinking, all night long, Jumbo Jack tacos, man, those are the best.
You know what I liked? I liked when they fucking did the stoner meals.
And oh, yeah.
They called them the late night munchie meals, but, like, they were fucking, like, the commercials, they were fucking genius. And he was like,
wow, man, give me that box, man.
Like, I can't fly, not with that attitude.
Oh, my God, that was the best. I remember going when I first came to school out here in Arizona. We used to go on Mill Avenue, which is down over at ASU, and they'd have that whole section blocked off in the summertime, you know, for like a few hours. So we'd walk that beat, you know, and just chit chat with the ladies and, you know, hung out with a couple friends. And by the time we were done drinking, we would hit the Jack in the Box and just fucking got a $5 meal and got stuffed.
Yeah, dude, I used to live like two doors down from a fucking Jack in the Box. Like, wow, I literally, yeah, literally, like out the front door, fucking two driveways, and there's Jack in the Box.
That's one less than three doors down.
Boom, boom, tss. And oh man, I put on so much fucking weight. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait a minute, you walked all that way and you still gained weight?
I did. It was terrible. Like, I was there fucking so much that, like, I would go in and, like, they would already know, like, oh, munchie meals. Yeah.
So here's a story. Back when I was living in San Diego as a young child, we actually had to move to El Cajon because my father was no longer on the naval base. And in the apartments that we lived over there, that was around the time that I started watching horror movies even with friends, and I watched Friday the 13th when it was out on HBO, you know. So lots of boobies and lots of horror. It was great. But that night we were watching it, it was the first time I ever had Del Taco. This was like in El Cajon, about 1984 around that time. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, man, Del Taco food back then was the shit. It was the bomb, man. So freaking good.
I still get down with Del Taco.
I bet I like you did.
Hell yeah.
You munch on that taco? I bet you do. You know, when you get them crinkled fries too? Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. It's fucking, it's good fucking late, like you said, late night fucking like drinking food or late night fucking stoner food.
Yep.
Like fucking White Castle. White Castle's like that too. Like,
you know what? I've never had White Castle. And we got one here in Arizona in Scottsdale that, you know, we just got one. So I got to go there one of these days.
You know what, dude? Like fucking me and Fuck Checker went to Vegas a couple years ago, and our mission objective was to drink at every bar from one end of the downtown strip to the other. Wow. And we did it. We ended up we were there for a whole weekend, so we, you know, like did it. But like fucking after that first night, it was like we made it like a third of the way through You know, like, we only got one drink at each place because it's like, fucking, we're not going to stand here and drink, like, slam drinks because we're, like, we're trying to, like, fucking hit them all. So,
right.
And then we told the bartenders that, too, and they were like, so they would make them extra fucking strong to, like, try to, like, fucking slow down our progress and just to be haters or whatever to fucking, like, extra challenge. And there's a White Castle in downtown Vegas, and so we were fucking trash, and we go in, we fucking, you know, get these, all these little fucking burgers, and we're fucking slamming burgers and fucking, like, laughing and being ridiculous, and fucking, it was, you know, it was good, right? And so then we have to make a trip to, you know, like, where we pass by a White Castle at the world's biggest Chevron, like, outside of Vegas.
Right.
And completely sober, and those burgers do not taste the same when you're not trashed.
Well, it's probably good I didn't go with you, because I would have got that done in the first hour. All those bars, I mean.
Oh, man, it's hard. Well, no, it's hard because, you know, like, it's Friday night and fucking everybody's there and shit trying to, you know, trying to do their thing and fucking, you know, so some of those lines get, they get pretty fucking long. But
yeah, just yell out club soda in a shot.
Yeah, no, fuck, I don't know. Maybe because we were getting, like, drinks, or we would get a beer, or, you know what I mean? It depended on what the place was. So, but we had also, at the same time, we had done, we had eaten, like, edibles, too. So it was like,
Yeah, that'll fuck with you right there.
It slowed us down a little bit, I will say that.
So, yeah, I had a bad trip on edibles, and it wasn't like I was, like, seeing the world flip upside down. But, oh, boy, I was nauseous. I was spinning. I couldn't move. At first, you know, I take a nibble off the corner, and I'm like, it's not really affecting me that much, but I know it's strong because they've told me it's strong. So I took a bigger bite out of it. I go, that's about as much as I'm going to do. About 30 minutes into it, I get a call up. Hey, how's it working? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's not really working. Oh, just give it some time. 5 minutes after I hung up the phone, I'm like, I can taste the snozzberries. And then next thing you know, I'm spinning around. I couldn't get out of the couch. You know, I was just sunk in. I'm like, I'm going to ride this through right here.
Nailed to your chair like Christopher Reeves.
Wow, man. Wow, really going to go there? Yes, I didn't feel my legs. Christopher Reeves, he's dead anyway. So
it's like on a scale. How high did it get you on a scale of Christopher Reeves to fucking Hawkins?
Have you ever watched Christopher Reeve and Superman while you're smoking pot while you're high? Oh my gosh, yeah, man. I really don't like edibles because of that.
I dig them. When I have to, like, when I gotta have it last for a while and I can't, like, fucking go back and smoke again or vape again,
mm-hmm.
That's when that shit comes in, like, fucking great. Like, when we go to these fucking, like when I was going to these, like, the Renaissance Fair, right? Like, they check you and they have fucking dogs in there, so, like, you can't fuck around and bring the fucking weed. They catch you right away and then they bounce you. So, like, we would fucking eat the fucking edibles and go. And so, like, those are, like, you know, when I used to have these fucking all-day meetings that were going to be, like, a pain in the ass for me to fucking, you know, not bite somebody's head off. Like, I would fucking, like, eat one of those chocolates and, like, just be good for fucking 4 or 5 hours. And, like, so I think that's when I like doing edibles, is, like, when I know I got, like, 4 or 5 hours where I'm not going to be able to, like, fucking toke up again or, like, you know, vape again. And so that comes in handy.
Let me get this straight. You're going to the Renaissance Festival because you got weed, which might be considered as hemp. They won't allow you in. But back then, hemp was a valuable resource to be used as ropes and other things such as woven items and whatnot, and was very, very commonplace in the Renaissance era.
And for here, what they said is because the place where they have it at is federally owned and not, like, just a, it's not like a state rec center, like a state rec park. It's a, like a, a government rec park.
Where's so, QAnon shaman when you need him?
Right? Fucking run in with the fucking... We're going to take over this Renaissance Festival! Storm the gate!
15 died today at the Renaissance Festival with the QAnon shaman storming the gate. Oh, fuck.
But yeah, no, that's why I do dig going to those things, and it's cool, you know, like, I trip out, and it's nice to be able to fucking have those, you know, the edibles and stuff, and, you know, like, if you're looking for some good edibles, you know, catch our weed reviews on the YouTube channel, you know, just Rice and Beans podcast, we're the first fuckers that pop up, like, we fucking coined that name. So big ups to us.
Yes, yes, yes. And, everyone else that you see with Rice and Beans are just copycatters that saw our shit for once and started using the name.
You know, and what's funny is that there was another podcast that was very similar, like where the name was very similar to ours. Mm-hmm. And it was so similar that YouTube started mixing in their videos in ours for the analytics. So I go and I check, and I go out there and see who's watching and, you know, what's what. And all of a sudden there's this fucking thumbnail. It's pictures of, like, not us, and I'm like, who are these motherfuckers? And so then I fucking go and I look, and it's like, what the fuck? I'm like, that is not us. And so, like, I messaged them, and I'm like, yo, for whatever reason, the analytics for our YouTube channel are including your videos and ours. Are you getting the same thing? You know, blah, blah. And they're like, nah, we don't really check it. You know, they do the most theirs for, you know, recreation. Just, you know, we do ours for recreation too, but, like,
actually, we don't do it for recreation. We do it for sanity.
It's medicinal, motherfucker.
Damn straight. And that's why we have the cease and desist letters now. Hey, man, your shit looks like ours. You have to stop this before we come at you with the man.
And you know what? When we had the title go, like, when we first started the show, we get that title go, or the name going. We didn't really check to see, you know, if there was another one out there. And it ended up being that there was, but they had been, you know, like, not active for about, like, 2 years before we started. So, like, that shit was dead and buried, and then we picked it up, and then all of a sudden, like, there's these, like, we start seeing these offshoot fucking names. Why? Mostly me, because I run the numbers.
Right.
But, like, I started seeing a lot of these fucking offshoot names from, like, because we had our branding, we had our shit going, so now trying to fucking use Rice and Beans podcast, yeah, nah, fuckers, it's spoken for.
Yeah.
It's well spoken for.
And she loves us. Nice.
Ask our fucking references.
So what else we got in the news there?
A lot of good shit, but you know what? We're gonna save that shit for the fucking upcoming season.
That's right. We just gave you the tip. We just gave you the tip to make you all moist and wet so you can get in for season 6.
Right, and we are. And you know what? We're not gonna be like those other fucking artists that we like. Oh, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. Nah, you're gonna have to fucking wait. Like, we got some big ideas, and we're going to do them, and you're going to, like, you'll thank us for fucking, like, having you wait a couple more months.
Like, well, let me just say this, Jess. You know what? I have a lot of shit in my head, and if I didn't get it out, it would explode. So thank you so much for allowing this to come out.
This is going to be good, you guys. Like, seriously, we've been in this, in these planning rooms, these planning meetings, and... Oh, some of the shit, like, we wish we could have done, like, many seasons ago, but, you know, now that we finally have, you know, the tech and the gear and the fucking the right cast to do it, like, it's going to be off the hook. I'm fucking super excited for the upcoming season, because, like, we're going to, like, you're going to get to see, like, skits and, like, actual, like, you know, the commercials that we actually wanted to bring you, you know, from, you know, our sponsor R&B Co, which, you know, they're going to be coming out with a bunch of more stuff. You know, don't be surprised if you, you know, get to take another another trip to Chicago's. You know, maybe, you know, Paul from the Butcher's Lounge, you know, said that he was in, you know, listing some help. And, you know, like Kimber D'Amore said, she, you know, she is a chef and she does, you know, she does her thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe she was a guest chef at Chicago's for a night.
And you never know, we might get back into that discussion we have about white wieners and have a wiener cookout or something like that.
You know,
and who knows, we might even get Wally Coyote off of the Acme industry with R&B Co. and representing us.
You know, that would be the goal. Those are goals, you know what I mean? Podcast goals.
That's right. Wally Coyote, super genius.
And, you know, like it was fun to interview a porn star, like, you know, a couple seasons ago. I think maybe Big O and I are going to put our heads together on that and try to get another one on there.
Our hands together. So let's just be clear. Yeah, so let's just be clear. I wasn't around for that episode. That was a season prior to me joining you. But hey, we might have some more fun.
Oh, dude, it was fun. And if you guys did catch it, the porn star was a lot of love. And she came on two separate times. She came on during, I think, the end of season one, or yeah, probably I think the end of season one, stopped in for a few, super cool, super funny, and then came back and actually did almost a whole set with us in the following season. She helped us actually kick off the following season. So end of season one, beginning of season two, I think is where, you know, she came on, and there was going to be like kind of a side project that never like actually came to fruition called the Love Chronicles. And it was kind of like mail call, right? For us, like it would be like fan submission mail, like letters, whatever, asking or different questions, like romance questions or love questions, or, you know what I mean? Right. She was the love guru. And so we did the pilot, but then, you know, because I guess the publicist wasn't down with it. Like, it was like, nah, that's cool. But the pilot was kind of cool, though. It was fun to work with her. She really was really funny. I was laughing like the majority of the time that, you know, that she was on, and, you know, that I worked with her on that Love Chronicles pilot. But I think there's a bunch of stars out that are out there right now, and like is, you know, as many people as we know, you know, collectively, I think we could get another porn star on, you know. And if you guys out there listening know porn stars personally, and you know they'd be down with the fucking, you know, that whole rice and beans vibe, fucking hit us up.
Or if you have a preference.
Like, we don't care what kind of porn star it is. Midget, black, fucking white, tranny, like, fucking dude, chick, whatever. Yep. So long as they're, like, but it's got to be, like, a legitimate star, though. Like, fucking somebody that's known, like, been nominated for an AVN or some shit.
Yeah, like Long Duck Dong. No more Yankee my winky. The don't got any food.
Somebody good, fuckers.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. This isn't just about women because we're men. You know, it could be a gay porn star for all I care, or a regular mainstream porn star that's in, you know, for the ladies. We don't care. You know, the weirder, the funnier, the better. We just don't care. It'd be a lot of fun.
A fucking porn star is a porn star. We have a fucking butt ton of questions we want to ask. It doesn't, both sides, it doesn't matter. Like, in the in-betweens, who the fuck cares?
Doesn't matter how old or how fat or how skinny.
If you're a midget porn star, the rate goes up.
And what he means by that is just food. That's it. That's all we can offer you, really.
That's what I nicknamed my dick, rate.
Oh, I thought it was eggplant. That's what you told me.
That's its middle name.
Eggplant Parmesan. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have a good season six, folks. You know, everything's going to be tied up. We're going to have it. We're going to be rolling. We've been gelling for the past two seasons. We've had a lot of great content, and we just got more to show. We got daily stuff that we're just coming up with. And, you know, with all the bullshit that's going on in this world, you bet your sweet ass we're going to be talking about it. We're going to talk about tech. We're going to talk about government. We're going to talk about the fun stuff, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ugly stuff. No matter what we're going to do, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to do it with humor.
Hell yeah, man. Like we always do about that time.
That's right.
So, yeah, definitely tune in. And until, you know, because we are going to be pushing back, you know, the actual season, we're going to, you know, be doing more pop-up shows. And we dig being on Facebook. And we really want you guys to check out the YouTube channel. So, on the days that we're going to go live on our YouTube channel, we'll let you guys know, and we'll, you know, try to let you know ahead of time. That way you guys can jump on and check it out. And, again, like we have a bunch of stuff up there. Like, you know, the musicians challenge is still up there. The cannabis reviews are up there. If you guys are, into your herb, like, you know, like we are, then, you might find it informative. I know it's, a lot of the shops I go to are, you know, local, but a lot of the brands that I'm getting are, you know, all over the place, and you can get them pretty much everywhere. Right. A lot of these strains too that, you know, that I review are, you know, you can get them worldwide. So, if you know, you're into that kind of thing, go ahead and, you know, check it out. We're going to have a bunch of more side content coming out again. Yes. All these ideas that we've had for years and years that, you know, we've been doing this and we wanted to, we just didn't have the gear to pull it off. Now we do. And so, like, look for a lot more shit, coming your way that you're really going to enjoy.
So just watch out for us on YouTube for audio and video. Reach out to the platforms like Spotify, Apple. If you want audio, if you want to listen on the go, if you're, you know, in your warehouse and you're doing work and you want to listen to a good laugh, we're on there. My son listens to us on his at Spotify when he does his work in a warehouse. So, you know, we're out there on different platforms. Just look for us. You'll have a good laugh. You may like it. You may not. We're going to change some stuff up. We're going to do a different format here and there. We're going to see what works better. We're going to try to open up our demographic. We're going to bring in the older as well as the younger. I mean, we got a lot of fun stuff, a lot of good things. A lot of people will have a good laugh at it. And who knows? You may learn something. You may find a video or a movie or a song that you never thought was, you know, in your repertoire, but you might start putting it in your mix and you might love it.
Right. You know, like we said, nothing's off limits. If it can be on the table, then, hey, it's on. And, we're both excited about the season. Cookie's battling Rona, so he's not here, but he will be joining us again. And, you know, we've got the guys from the house band that have also said that they're, you know, down to come in and, maybe play some tunes for you, maybe catch them on a Rice and Beans radio, or, you know, just sit down and shoot the shit with us, you know, and, you know, the background of one of the episodes coming up for the new season. I guess I just have to tune in and check it out. All right, guys, well, we are going to get up on out of here. We're hoping you're enjoying your long weekend, because we sure as fuck are. All right, until next time.
Peace.